Mercy Mission Charity Cycle Challenge for Non-Biker Dad. A non-cycling local dad is testing his limits to raise vital funds for the Sick Children's Trust, the charity that supported his family with a home from home when his premature son was urgently transferred from Chelmsford's Broomfield Hospital to the Rosie Hospital in Cambridge. Jay Meddleston from Finchingfield is aiming to cycle the 41-mile ambulance route that transported baby Jude, who arrived in June 2023, was resuscitated and placed on a ventilator after arriving 6 weeks early via emergency caesarean section for life-saving care on the specialist neonatal intensive care unit at the Rosie. James, who is 36, said, "I'll always remember the moment he was born. He cried for around 5 seconds and then fell silent. Moments later, one of the medical staff shouted, 'Code blue!' A team of medics rushed in and started working on him, immediately giving him oxygen before putting a tube through his nose into his lungs and taking him away. It was utterly terrifying. We expected some complications during the birth because of gestational diabetes, a potential strep B infection, and all the other flags that were coming up at the time. But nothing could have prepared us for what happened." The medical team at Broomfield gave James and his wife Faith the devastating news that baby Jude was on a ventilator in intensive care as his lungs were not working. With his condition deteriorating, James and Faith were told that Jude needed to be transferred to Cambridge, over an hour away from Chelmsford, where Faith needed to stay while she recovered from her C-section. James said, "It was at this point we both started to panic. Faith, who had only seen Jude for the briefest of moments when he was born, was inconsolable when she saw him in the transport incubator with wires and tubes connected to his tiny body. Jude was taken to the Rosary Hospital by the amazing special ambulance transfer team, with me following up in my car. I arrived just after he did. He had cannulas in both hands, feet and belly button, as well as lots of wires and tubes. It was so upsetting to see. Showing signs of exhaustion and stress, a nurse kindly arranged for James to stay at Chestnut House, a home from home run by the Sick Children's Trust, which was located just 2 floors below the NICU. James said, "I went downstairs where a lovely lady from the charity showed me around, and I soon realised that I had my own room just minutes from where Jude was being treated. It was the most amazing place, beyond anything I was expecting. As well as a much-needed comfy bed, my room also had an ensuite bathroom and a direct telephone line to the ward, meaning I could easily be contacted by the medical staff even when I was resting. There was a kitchen and communal dining space as well as washing machines, all at no cost. It was the perfect base, something that proved vital during Jude's stay in Cambridge." James added, "After a couple of hours sleep, I went straight back upstairs to see Jude so I could give Faith an update on how he was doing. It was so hard for her, being stuck in the hospital in Chelmsford when she desperately wanted to be close to Jude. Having that room at Chestnut House was crucial for us, especially in those first 3 days. It was so important for me to have that base, especially with Jude needing his mum's milk to help his recovery. I would frequently drive over to Chelmsford to see Faith, then take milk back to Cambridge for Jude, sometimes also calling in at our home in Finchingfield to get supplies. It was exhausting, but with Jude improving, being taken off sedation, it was worth it." Faith was subsequently discharged from Chelmsford 3 days after Jude's dramatic arrival. However, as she was still in considerable pain, she would spend her days with Jude in Cambridge before returning to sleep at home, aiding her own recovery while also staying close to the couple's daughter, Maeve. After being slowly weaned off the life support machines, Jude was eventually transferred back to Chelmsford, where he would spend a further 4 days before finally coming home on June 15th. James said, "We had another scare a couple of weeks later when he was readmitted to Broomfield with breathing difficulties, but thankfully it was quickly resolved and Jude came home 4 days later. I'm thrilled to say that he is doing brilliantly now. He certainly has a set of pipes on him. He lets us know when he's unhappy. He keeps us up at night, but we wouldn't change it for the world. Commenting on the Jude's Journey Cycle Challenge, James said, "I'm not a cyclist, so for me this is quite a challenge. I really wanted to do something to say thank you to the Sick Children's Trust for being there for my family when we really, really needed it. It cost the charity around £40 to support a family for one night, and I hope I can raise some good money to help them continue to be there for families during such stressful times."